What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So glad you're with us here on NFC Championship Week. Jack, do we even have proof that Jerry's in really a truck? Or does he have like a fake truck horn sound?
You know, Jerry had a moment.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Leave him alone.
All right.
Stop picking on Jerry.
All right. Let's get to everyone's... He was picking on me.
Well, I know.
So we're clear.
A lot of people pick on you.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yes, happy anniversary to the 2017 NFC Championship game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, while it was played in 2018, I don't care. 2017 NFC Championship game. And it was... Actually, one of the funniest days in Philadelphia sports history. A lot of funny things happened. It was
really?
Obviously a bit of a laugher because they won 38-7. But what I have for you are the five funniest moments from the whole day
okay.
of the NFC Championship game. Starting at number five, I have the news stories from before the trip for Vikings fans.
Oh.
And then news stories from after the game, the Vikings fans reacting to it. Here is what they were saying before the game about Eagles fans.
You'll also get some guidance from them going into Lincoln Financial Field, which can be rough.
So I would advise you not to be over inebriated because they will be.
At Ticket King in Minneapolis, they tell us there are plenty of tickets out there, but the cheapest is in the $400 range, and it's about the same at the NFL Ticket Exchange. And they, too, say you can really enjoy a game in Philly, but you just might want to remove your jersey before it's over.
If the Vikings win, yes, I would take off any sort of, like, colors. I know it's kind of ridiculous, like we're almost talking about gangs here, but it's no joke down in Philly. It really
Oh, man. Poor Midwesterners.
Yeah, it's a different animal here.
It is.
And they were coming in hot, too. I'll get to that more as we go along. But this is their news story after the game.
We had some friends who had their hats taken off and thrown in the urinals and urinated on. A lot of random acts of violence.
I don't mind losing, but if the people are going to be that bad, I'm not going to go.
Usually it's like 90% good people, 10% bad, and this is...
That Josh Harris.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds good, like Josh. Bad. Sounds like Josh Harris right there.
Yeah. Well, look, you take your hat out and wash it. Stop crying, you know?
Like, get over it.
Cry me a river.
It's a hat.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, come on.
Threw my hat in the urinal.
Yeah. Well, it's mostly water and that stuff anyway. Yeah. You'd be fine.
Throw in the washing machine.
Come on. Filter it out.
That's right. Throw that hat away.
Yeah.
Just throw it away.
The fourth funniest thing from the NFC Championship game was, I think this fan base might have been the first one to do it. Now, I don't have audio of this, but I think they were the first fan base to really try us with the Rocky thing. Do you remember the morning of the
end?
They went to the Rocky statue.
You put the jersey on it, right?
They put the jersey on Rocky. And how'd that work out for you? It didn't work out for
him. No, not at all. Yeah.
And fan bases have tried this since. You know, the Niners, famously, a couple years ago, they tried this.
Yep.
So a little piece of advice.
Leave the Rocky statue alone.
It doesn't work out well.
Yeah.
Commanders fans, I know this is a weird spot for you to be in.
Yes. You can't say act like you've been here before because you haven't.
Yes.
Just stay away from the Rocky statue. It didn't work out for them, and it won't work out well for you.
Yeah, like, look, we know he's not a real guy. You know, we're not under any illusions that Rocky is, like, a real guy and that there's not great real boxers that come from Philadelphia, but we all have our landmarks.
I mean, Joe Frazier.
That's what I'm saying.
He's saying there are.
I thought there hasn't been any.
No, I said it's not like there haven't
been. Yes, my bad.
You know, but like it's ours and it seems like it's a bad idea for you to deal with that one.
And believe it or not, there's not like a bunch of Philadelphians, there's not armed guards around it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not some sign of toughness like he took down the city.
Don't make us put an Eagles jersey on Lincoln. All right? Because that's what we'll do. We'll go down there.
To see how Commander fans come up here.
I know. I'm actually fascinated.
I don't know what the...
I think there's going to be some.
It's just a drive up. I mean, nobody has to fly anywhere.
No, it's just the ticket price.
Is the number one Commander's jersey still a Sean Taylor jersey?
I would say Jaden Daniels is probably
right now.
I'm sure if there's Commanders fans there on Sunday, I guess Jaden's probably number one, and then Sean Taylor's still number
two. Yeah, you'll see a bunch of Sean Taylor jerseys.
Art Monk.
Some Terry McLaurin jerseys. I'm trying to think back to that Thursday night game that we did.
See, I'd rock a Clinton Portis.
Clinton Portis. Got that.
There's probably a lot of Jaden Daniels.
You see some Doug Williams jerseys out there. Yeah. Old school Redskin jerseys.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't imagine many Eagles fans will be selling their tickets, right?
There'll be some.
You think?
I can see how many are on.
Because I'm thinking, if I'm a Commander fan, and it's been 34 years since we were in an NFC title game, I might have to mortgage the house, take out a second mortgage to come up here to watch the game.
You might not be back.
You might not be back again, man.
Remember, this is the Commanders, and I know it's a good moment. You had RG3 too. Relax.
So currently on StubHub, there are 1,500 listings of two tickets or more, which means
that's 3,000.
3,000 tickets. That's not nothing.
It's not nothing. Now, it certainly is noticeable.
They're not all together.
Right.
You know, it's not if that was in one section.
Yeah.
You know, because when we do the Rights to Ricky trips, even if we're 400 people, because we're all in the same section, you can make a lot of noise. But that's hard when you're spread out through the entire
stadium. I'm so looking forward to Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Oh, my God.
God, can we just I just want to fast forward the week.
Oh, Sunday. Yes.
And it's not the night game either.
And it's not the night game, and it's not last week. It's not snow and everything is what I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
No. That'd be awesome.
No. One is enough. One is enough.
Now,
especially since as much as I heard our players complain about it afterwards.
They did not like it.
Yes.
None of them liked it.
Exactly.
Now, we're not going to... I wasn't here when you guys won in the 22 season.
Yeah.
In
49ers championship game.
But I remember everybody was out on the streets when we won that championship game, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about afterwards, celebrating, yes.
Yeah, because in 17, it was crazy.
Oh, it was crazy.
Or 18, it was crazy.
I don't think anything will match what that was, 17.
I remember I went out when they won in 17, the NFC championship game, and that's when I saw Fultz. And Marco Fultz is wearing his own jersey.
Oh, right.
I said, we might have a problem. that's a tough one.
Well, I remember in the 22 NFC Championship game, I was in New York, and Sean Morash, who's a big Giants fan there, he was like, Eagles fans are losers. And I was like, why? He's like, why are they not watching the game to see who they're going to play in the Super Bowl?
I know. I remember that opinion. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Who cares who we're playing in the Super Bowl?
We'll find that out.
Yes. Yeah, when I sober up tomorrow morning.
Now, in fairness, he said that to me, and I was like, get a camera on Sean, record that, put it on the internet.
Yeah. Classic. The third funniest thing from the NFC Championship game, another moment of poor Midwesterners, is when a poor... middle-aged Midwestern woman was subjected to this kid.
Yes!
That's still a good video, too.
Yes. Now, we understand, as I found out, as Jack told me, that guy has a questionable past, and it might not be a great guy.
Oh, he did?
Hasn't aged well.
Yeah, but...
for that specific moment...
For that moment... That's one of my favorite individual Eagles fan moments in history.
Because
the video, the lady's like, back in Minnesota, like, trying to be like...
And he's waving the arms.
With like a drunk high schooler.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you're not going to win that argument.
Go, Birds! Could you...
It's so nauseating.
Yep.
Can you imagine arguing with somebody? He's waving his arms at you. Oh my God, so
you're
good.
You're like 30 years older than him.
Yep.
He's just being obnoxious. The second funniest moment of the NFC Championship game. No audio of this, but the video and GIFs have lived on for years. Is the guy who was running down the train station after the game, with the Brian Dawkins jersey, and got smoked by the pillar.
Did not forget about that video.
Angelo had him on at one point.
Yeah.
remember that.
Yeah, he came in.
You got a pillar guy jersey, personalized jersey.
Oh, we had him at Wing Bowl. We actually got him at Wing Bowl. We brought him to Wing Bowl.
Close to the
last one. Because it was before the Super Bowl.
So it was
the last Wing Bowl. We had him there at the last Wing Bowl.
So good.
Dude,
so good.
Him getting clobbered by that pillar in the subway was amazing.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's the most Philadelphia fan thing ever, man.
In a Dawkins jersey.
Well, I'm sure you don't have video or sound of the horse thing.
No. I think that was Super Bowl.
Was that Super Bowl?
When they won,
you might have been right. You might be right.
Or that might have been parade. There's two horse-related things from 17. If you remember, after they beat the Falcons, the guy punched the horse.
I do remember that.
Yeah. Don't punch horses. That's
stupid.
Not funny.
He punched it in the face.
Yes, that was stupid.
That's not funny.
He got arrested.
Yeah. And then it's funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah, when they won the Super Bowl, the guy ate poo. Yeah.
That one I do remember. That's when I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. You've gone too far.
Yep, that's the one. We went one step too far.
Jack's going to have a year of that if Jalen wins the Super Bowl this year.
Well, people are going to throw it at me.
Yeah.
I won't be eating. It'll just be throwing. But the number one funniest thing from the NFC Championship game is, I think Philadelphia, for as much credit as we get about being passionate, about being smart, I think the singular best thing that we do as fans is chance. And when this game was over, having the whole crowd in unison trolling the Vikings with a serenade of this. Nothing better.
Yeah, Bowls. The skull chant. Yep. And they all do the clap in over their head. Oh, it was good.
So good.
Yeah. That's good.
I thought you was going to go with Ben Levingston crying.
Yeah, well, a lot of people cried that night, you know?
Did he cry when we won the NFC Championship?
When Watson McCauley took the pick six back.
He cried.
He couldn't even see the game because his eyes were so welled up with tears.
He's a lot, Ben.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. That's an understatement.
Yeah, he was a lot.
I will say I started celebrating after the flea flicker touchdown.
Yeah.
It was a wrap after that.
Dude, it was so fun, man. Like, Blunt running over Sendejo, a former Eagle great, who could forget? On Sendejo.
I totally forgot.
He was horrible. Yep. Alshon, another monster game on that playoff run.
Yep.
It was the best.
Two touchdowns or one?
The
one deep shot.
He might have had two. The one was Torrey Smith.
Yeah.
The one was
Torrey caught the flea flicker, yeah.
Jeffrey had at least one. Yeah, I don't know. Do you remember when the Sixers fans brought out the Foles chant again, but they did it for Fultz?
I do. Yes.
Did it work out as well?
Did not. Markel not even playing this year. And three-year, $100 million contract before this, and not even playing this year.
He got paid.
Yeah, he did. But why would he even play? What's the point? Why? This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. The worst Markel moment for me of all his bad moments is when he was in the car with the TikTok filter drinking milk from the cow's udder when he had little, like cow ears. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Oh, I'll show you that
video.
It's
brutal.
Yeah, there's so many signs with that poor kid that it wasn't going to work. I mean, so many signs. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Herb, Northeast
What's
Philly.
Up there?
You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
What's going on there? Hey, Grease, man, you decked out boy with that green suit on Sunday.
Oh, you saw your boy, huh?
Oh, my man, with that look slick with the white shirt.
Yep, didn't need a blue chew that evening. Yep, everything was all perfect.
Hardest wood I ever touched.
That suit must have cost you at least a G-note, huh?
And yeah, Ike, how much did it cost you?
Let's not get into that right now. Yeah. This is the wrong town to be talking about spending.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm crying poor around here.
Yeah, right.
That's called Cincinnati Four, man. He went right up, man, with that suit.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have known everybody was going to be that fond of the suit.
Well, I kept getting tweets like, yo, look at Ike on TV. And I actually said, I mean, you look good, but I've seen you look good like that before. It's not like you look like a schlub normally. Even when you're casual, you're dressed good.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah. Now you look better standing next to me because of the comparison, but you always look good.
So I didn't look like Broads.
No, you dress up cleaner. By the way, after I said that about Broads texts me. He's like, look, you're right, man. I don't clean up real good. I think Broads looks cool in normal Broads gear.
Right.
You know, it's
well,
just
he's a hockey guy.
Yeah, he
hockey
like,
guys don't wear suits.
Look like a Radio Shack manager or something when he dressed up.
Like early 2000s Radio Shack manager,
yeah.
Too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he's like, you know, he's like, yo, you've been late three straight times. It was 8 minutes the first time, 6 minutes this time. And we're just like, we're going to have to put you on probation. Some 17-year-old working oh, there for $6
wow.
an hour. All right, sorry, Herb.
Yeah, so I'm watching Speak right now, and Joy Taylor, she's all dressed up in green. And Michael Irvin
sure, that's why
has
you're
an
watching.
Olive green jacket, leather jacket button down. And he looks real slick, okay? And so anyway, what I want to talk about, I just spoke to my friend in Huntington Valley. He just sold a suite, 20 tickets in the suite, okay?
Mm-hmm.
$125,000.
Yo.
20 seats.
That is,
and that's how much Ike's suit cost.
And he already sold for the first the wild card game, and then this game we just played, he got $75,000 for that.
Wow!
So he's over $200,000.
Yo, okay.
For selling a suite?
Yeah, 20 seats.
Selling a suite right near Jeffrey Lurie's suite. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Wow, you're connected to some high level people, Herb.
Yeah, well, I just told him. I says, I might need a couple tickets next year, so, you know.
Oh, but yeah, anyway, I'm sure you can jump right on that.
Yeah.
All right, boys, it's going to come down to the defense this week.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to tackle. We're going to have the spy out there. We're going to have to, you know, the blitz package is going to have to come. We're going to have to put this guy
We've
in.
We've been talking about spy since Randall.
Put him in the dirt. Put him in the grass.
Bury him, yep.
Yep.
We can't let him go. We can't let him go. We gotta hit him, boy. We got to hit him hard. Another guy we got to hit is that Zach Ertz, because I don't want to see him get touchdowns.
Yeah, absolutely not. He had the game-winning touchdown last time.
Yeah, well... I'm a little afraid with the Redskins. I mean, the Commanders. They get down there inside the 5 yard line. They might try one of those pick plays that Andy Reid was using on us in the Super Bowl. So we got to have our eyes open. We got to have our eyes open this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm predicting things will look good tomorrow. We start practicing. And I see the Eagles. I'm going with an early prediction right now.
Okay.
I'm going to say with no since I know that there ain't going to be no snow. Okay, it's going to be a little chilly, 35, 36, 37.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going 34-23. Eagles win. Onward. To the Super Bowl, New Orleans.
What's here a first date with you like, Herb? Like, what do you do on a first date to romance a lady? Like, what is the best move? I know a lot of people respect you and your sort of...
bring her a couple roses or something.
Wow.
You know,
some chocolates?
Some nice champagne, you know.
Mm-hmm. A dinner? Is it a dinner? Is that what the first date with? Or
everything, whatever you want.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Have you ever used Blue Chews?
And I heard about that.
Yeah, you might know. Come on. The first time's free, Herb.
Yep. BlueChew.com.
You don't need it. You're getting up there.
They got something else better than that.
Nah, disagree.
No, nothing.
Not made in the USA.
Yeah.
It's like a little cream, you know?
Whoa.
Rub it on, huh?
Greasy, you should go try something.
Yeah, I like Greasy, you know what he's talking about.
I'm already locked in, man. I'm locked in with one.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
You can only take one performance enhancing drug at a time.
Yeah. Herb's out there buying sour cream. Heard it worked.
Herb, have you used PEDs?
Yeah, listen, if Jerry, my buddy, give him my phone number, Jerry the truck horn guy.
Yeah, we'll get right on
it. Give him my phone next time you got my number. Give that to him, you know?
All right.
Okay.
I want to talk to him one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a problem with you being on the air too long, Herb.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know?
Herb's boy, like, I don't give a damn.
Your boy Wade. Yeah, your boy Wade. Let me tell you something that's slick. Mm-hmm. I would say to Wade when I see him down Chickie and Pete's. Jalen Hurts is getting married. You know that?
Yeah, he's engaged. We know that.
Yeah, he's engaged. He's getting married. I know what I saw pictures of the girl.
Yeah.
She's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah,
we'll have to ask your boy Wade, does he approve of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
I think he would.
Ask him that next time you talk to him.
All right.
You
know?
Yeah.
All right, Herb.
Anyway. We this team, like I told you, was all coming down back in back around draft day, back around March.
You saw it in Brazil.
Agency. I told you guys.
You did.
It's all going to come about defense. It's all going to. We got to tackle. We got to play bump and run. We got to do what we got to do. Slay made a play last week. We're going to need him to make a couple more plays.
Little single high, little dime, little zone, little man.
Stay with your man and hit the ball down.
Little stunt,
Stay
with your man.
Sounds like
and
baseball.
Bang the ball down when it comes up there.
Yes.
Incomplete.
Keep your eye on the ball.
Incomplete.
Yep.
Yes,
balls and strikes.
Can you give us an Eagles chant, Herb?
All right, 6 o'clock tonight, I predict. Just out of the clear blue right now, Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley are going to Cooperstown.
No shot. No shot.
When you get off there. When you
how much you want to bet?
I'm predicting the two of them are going.
How about if
I believe you, Herb.
How about, Herb, here's the bet.
He knows baseball.
He does. Yeah. You know baseball. How about, Herb, here's the bet. If they don't get in the Hall of Fame, then you have to be my chauffeur for a year. If they do get in the Hall of Fame, I have to be your chauffeur for a year.
They deserve together to go together.
Damn, I was trying to avoid this drive. Okay.
They deserve it.
All right, Herb.
Maybe one day.
Yep. I heard.
Where are you guys going to be Friday, Ike Reese?
At McGurk's.
The new one in Royersford.
Oh, that's all. I know where that's up north for 422.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Come out there and holler at your boy.
Yeah.
Well, I got to work till like 4:30. That's the issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I got the early day Friday and the late day Saturday.
Truckhorn Jerry's going to be there.
I heard tomorrow they're going to be... I'll see if I can get up there tomorrow.
Well,
I heard there's something going to be down Xfinity. Oh. I'm not working today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, I won't be at Xfinity.
Me either.
Who came down the show last night, Ike?
Brandon Graham.
All right.
That's it? Nobody else?
Nobody else.
How's Brandon Graham doing?
Oh, he's great,
doing
Herb.
Good. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's happy. Yep. Yeah.
On the radio.
Yep.
We're on the radio.
He's still drinking that tomato juice, right? Okay.
I guess.
V8?
All right. Yeah.
All right, brother.
Okay,
all right.
Man.
Okay,
take
Herb.
Care.
Yeah. I'll talk to you in a few days.
Okay.
All right. All right, Herb. Yeah. That was a weird one.
Yeah.
A long one.
Yeah.
I kind of see Jerry's point.
Yep. I did that for Jerry, by the way.
I know.
Gotta see Jerry's point.
Very, very, very pointed at one Truckhorn Jerry.
All crazy, man.
little bit we heard from Mina Kimes on ESPN about simulated pressure and how Jalen deals with it. We will hear that next. It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty, everybody. Super Bowl is right around the corner. Sure you've heard this. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? How about get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest that's coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history. Also, get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. The Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.